Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When we are discussing public schools, why should any kid get any medical exemption? I'm not talking private. I'm not talking charter. I'm not talking homeschooling. I am talking about public schools, which are free and open to everyone who lives in that area. And with our open enrollment, borderline open to everybody, Dave. These are public schools. Why should any kid get any exemption? Number one, religious. Dave, why should, because of the faith that either you on your own or more likely that your parents believe in, you may completely, the older you get, you may carve out your own different religion. You do you. But we're also talking, you know, we're talking younger kids now. Not allowing younger kids have said, you know, my parents are Catholic. I've switched over. I'm a Muslim now. When we're talking younger kids. Why should anybody, for religious reasons, in public schools, when it puts other kids in harm's way, why should they get a religious exemption?
They shouldn't.
Why should a child who medically has issues, why should they get a medical exemption when their medical exemption also potentially is putting other kids in harm's way?
I'm a little bit more sympathetic to that one.
That's a harder one, right?
Yes.
It's a much, much harder one.
If you can, you know, demonstrate that your child has received this particular vaccine and had an adverse reaction, something very serious, does that mean that you're forced to pay for private schooling or something like that? It's tougher.
Okay, but now I'm making you the superintendent of the school or the district or the principal, and it's my kid. And my kid had a significant adverse reaction. But you know, the more kids in this category with the numbers going down lowers herd immunity and puts kids more in jeopardy for measles. With the numbers going the wrong way. Religious, zero. We're lockstep on that one, right?
We are.
I'm not telling you can't practice your faith, but your faith doesn't allow you to put other kids potentially in harm's way. You have other options. And if you want to pursue those, great. No problem. You have avenues to do that. The medical one is harder because the kid has and the family have not made this decision on their own volition. It has found them because of the health issues. But again, it's putting kids in harm's way. Why am I bringing this up? Because Minnesota is suffering, and I use that word intentionally, suffering dramatically in this area. As the Trib wrote, one of the sharpest drops in measles and herd immunity among kindergartners, falling well below the threshold to prevent outbreaks. We've had it already, right? We've talked about it. Dakota and Olmsted counties raising Minnesota's total to 24 confirmed cases, one of the highest totals in 2 decades. In the last year, the rates in some states dropped sharply, not just Minnesota, but Minnesota in that category. I'll give you the numbers for Minnesota in a second. 14 states now, fewer than 90% of kindergartens vaccinated against measles, well under the recommended 95%. How about Minnesota's drop compared to pre-pandemic level? From 92.5 to 86.5. Full vaccination rates of public schools dropped 6 points. Private school vaccination rates dropped 10. And at charter schools is down a dozen points. Why is it down? The COVID vaccine debate, right, Dave? Is there any doubt that's the number one reason why?
No, that's absolutely it. It's, you know, vaccine skepticism certainly did not start with COVID, but boy, it hit the accelerator in a big way.
Yep. And were there times when this show believed things that scientists were telling us that in the end proved out to be partially accurate or barely even partially accurate? Both hands in the air. Both hands in the air. Don't come back at me, though, with a hydra. What was it again?
Hydroxychloroquine?
Yes, that one. And what was it?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
All the things.
Yeah, I still don't buy those. Still don't.
Neither does science.
That's why.
The people that have studied science. It and said, nope. Yeah. No discernible effect.
And also, you know who else still believes in that COVID vaccine? Donald John Trump, because he just got one with his physical. We learned so little about that physical. I mean, how about the goofy comment the other day when he's on the plane? Yeah, had an MRI. Where was it, sir? Don't remember.
You'd have to ask the doctor.
I'd kind of like a president who knows where the MRI was performed on his body. So that just tells you how little we learned. So Donald Trump, your guy. The amount of... vaccine skeptics, it dabbles both ways, but there's plenty who believe Donald Trump is the Messiah, and they're incredible skeptics. The measles, this vaccine has been remarkably successful. Remarkably. This is now from a father of a son with autism. And we got Bobby Kennedy, who's a public and skilled liar about vaccines and autism, cited the Wakefield report after it had been proven pathetically wrong and lies attached to it. And he would cite that over and over and over again. He gives us the Tylenol thing, backpedals from that. Remember in September, he was going to have this great breakthrough explaining to us on autism. Well, turn it up with Tylenol. And here he is backpedaling away from it. I don't fault any parent who believes their child was approaching one level cognitively and something happened after a vaccine. But the science is overwhelmingly consistent that it had nothing to do with it. And there are people who are new to the country who are more vulnerable to this, and there are people who have been here in our country forever, and still buy the lies. You can differ on COVID, okay? Because did it prevent you from getting COVID, as we were told? Of course not. And if you had it once, did it prevent you from getting it again? The data is clear. It did not. Did the vaccine save millions upon millions upon millions of lives across the globe? Indisputably, yes. But I see these numbers, Dave, and I find them frightening. And I'm sorry. I'm not saying you have to practice one religion and it's government directed. You can have your religion in many, many ways. I'm consistent in this. The pharmacist can't tell me because of my religion I'm not going to provide you this medication. You can't be working at a grocery store and someone's religion says, you know what, I'm not going to put your meat in a bag. Nope. You still can practice your religion. It can still be a central tenet to who you are. But now at a job with those requirements, you live up to those requirements. And at a school, when other kids can suffer because of it, nope. I don't believe in a religious exemption. The medical one is a much tougher one to deal with. What do you want to say, including significantly disagreeing where the two of us stand? You want to call? You want to explain this? Elaborate a little bit further? That would be great. You can call. You know the number by now. 651-461-9226. Or you can text. Same number. No religious exemptions for the measles vaccine. Zero. Pursue another school, not public schools. That's what we're talking about. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're sending me a message here, or what's going on?
Yeah, the message is we've reached Marvin Gardens.
the snort.
It is National
Playmate.
This
is not Marvin Gardens. Come on.
It's Marvin Gaye. That's the whole point. We're doing Monopoly property themed music because it's National Monopoly or Play Monopoly Day. Oh, and it's not just the properties. We've had Go, we've had Jail, we've had the Chance Space, a railroad in there. New York Avenue, you may have noticed.
I did notice that. 651-461-9226. Numbers dropping notably, not subtly, notably on vaccinations. The MMR vaccine, the measles vaccine, over the last 5-6 years, pre-pandemic to now, kindergartners, clearly a lot of it, heavy, heavy percentage is tied to COVID and the paranoia and some of the incomplete data which did come out. If you don't acknowledge that, you're just sticking your head in the sand. I don't buy that our guy Osterholm or Fauci were getting paid off and they were lying. It's utterly ridiculous. There's no proof of that at all. And we're in lockstep on this show that we don't believe there should be a single religious exemption at all in public schools. If that's your belief, fine. I'm not coming for the government or schools to require you to change your religion. You just find a different way, private school, charter school, homeschooling, the other creative options out there to have your kids attend there. Here's one of the ones that comes up all the time. If your kid is vaccinated, then there's no risk. That's not true. These are young children, Dave, who are building up their immunity. That's the point of this with the MMR vaccine. It's just not instantly. Takes a period of time, and you have greater protection. The point of herd immunity is the more people you are around protects you further. And if you're still building up your immunity, and you're normally around 95%, now it's 90, now it's 85, now it's 80, you absolutely are more vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated.
These aren't 100% measles shields. But when you're protected at 80%, 85%, 90%, whatever it is, when you have the entire population protected at that level, nobody really gets the measles.
Yeah. It's pretty simple. And the numbers over the last few years have jumped up because of those folks who automatically were convinced that COVID was an agenda. And, people were so in on it, Dave, they're willing to die in other countries. Millions are willing to die to take Donald Trump out as president.
That's right.
Even though Operation Warp Speed was able to provide life-saving vaccines to Donald Trump, while no one suggests he had the lab coat on and was the scientist to provide it. But if you're the president when something like that happens, just like if you're the governor, guess what? You get credit. Just like if it doesn't happen and it takes too long, you get some of the blame. I'm Ortex. Praising us for our comments. Thank you. Medical, yes. Religious, no. Religion is optional and shouldn't affect others. More text I'm reading here at 651-461-9226. I think you should be careful reading percentages without knowing what population is not receiving these shots. Clearly, the numbers are higher of individuals who are not getting the shots who have not been in this country as long. And with a larger Somali population in this state, that is a part of the group. No doubt about it. Don't see the data in this story today, but we have before. And also, you've had plenty of people prey on them, try to convince them, Dave, that this is why your kids have this increase when all the data says what? It's not true. It's not true. But not everybody, if you're new to a location, you're new to a country, you're new to the language, and you want explanations, not everybody has access to all the science. And there are people out there, Bobby Kennedy included, who perpetuate lies out there on this. And this is from a father of a son with autism. And I would do everything possible for my son to have the healthiest, most complete life possible. The dial just turned from 830 to 1130. Sick and tired of your incessant whining about all things Trump. First of all, you don't have to tell me, right? Fine, do it. That's your option. Didn't I just literally praise Trump for Operation Warp Speed?
Maybe praise him for the wrong thing.
Yeah. I guess this could be a Trump supporter who doesn't agree with him on Operation Warp Speed. I couldn't agree more, especially given the public schools educate medically fragile students who don't have other educational choices. They should not be more at risk in public schools because of someone's religious beliefs. It's 100% correct. 100% correct. And a great point, because you think private schools and charter schools accept as many special ed students, the kids who are medically more vulnerable? They just don't. The data is clear and convincing in that way. Another reason why you should say no religious exemptions. Somebody was telling me that we often ask for texts and calls and move on to next topics. Now they're citing a time when we've done this before, when we talked to Jason at the end. We can't just go to Jason and say, guess what? We have more texts. So we're going to start your show 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes late. I was the one who pushed to make sure we had texts. When I came here for the first 4 or 5 years, we had emails. And we pushed for texts hard. And texts have been a great asset. Calls are great, too. But, I mean, Adam and Jordan are not allowed to go an extra hour because they have more texts. We can't read every single text we get.
They wanted to. It would be okay.
That'd be fine. Just give me a heads up, especially in the summer, and we'd work with them. Booker Hodges, the outstanding Bloomington police chief, is next with us on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.